Hello, I'm Elizabeth Lozano, co-host of the Holistic Success Show, and I want to thank you for tuning in to the Meditation for Health podcast. After listening, I invite you to download an episode of the Holistic Success Show, our free weekly web show dedicated to offering practical advice for more balanced living. And to stay abreast of our latest podcasts and webisodes, sign up for our free newsletter at www.theholisticsuccessshow.com. Now let's get started with this week's podcast with Dr. Puff.
Welcome. I want to keep encouraging everyone to meditate twice a day, once in the morning when you first get up, and again in the evening, just before you go to bed. In this week's podcast, I'd like for us to explore together why don't we meditate twice a day. Of course, many of the listeners may do it already, but there are many people out there that don't. They wake up in the morning, they get dressed and go to work, they have a full day, they come home, and they go to bed. There's really no time for meditation. But why? There is so much proof as to the validity of meditation and why it's good for you. Research studies are being done throughout the world, validating all the benefits of it. If you were to visit some of the top, healthiest people on the planet, I think you'd be hard-pressed to find someone who didn't believe in, attest to, and practice meditation. So with so many people expounding the benefits of meditation, why don't we meditate? Why don't we meditate? Let's explore this together. There may be many, many reasons as to why we don't meditate, but I think I can boil it down to two really specific things that keep us away from meditating. I'd like to use my own experience to illustrate this. I was exposed to meditation when I was 19 years old. I was studying psychology as an undergraduate in college and started exploring the work of Herbert Benson out of Harvard, who really researched the benefits physiologically for meditation. I started meditating right away, but there were gaps. There were breaks in my meditation. Why? Though I was very impressed with Dr. Benson's work, I was 19 years old. And blood pressure really wasn't a concern of mine at that time. He talked a lot about the medical benefits of meditation, and that just wasn't enough for me. After all, I was 19 years old, very fit, very healthy. I wasn't concerned yet about my blood pressure. I knew it was good for me, but it wasn't motivating enough for me to change the physiological effects of my body because I didn't feel any problems. I wasn't struggling with any stress or health problems at that time. I enjoyed meditation. When I meditated, I found it very relaxing, very peaceful, but I'd get up from my meditation sitting and just get back into my busy world again of being a university student, very active. And again, days, sometimes weeks would go by that I wouldn't meditate. Why? And this is really the first reason many of us don't meditate, is because we really need a good reason to do something. If we're going to spend half an hour a day doing something, we really need to know that there are benefits for our activities. We're all very busy, and if we feel like, well, this is okay, this is nice, but it doesn't really change us or add to our overall health and happiness at a very deep core level, then we're probably going to do it intermittently like I did. So what changed for me was, many years later, I met people who I felt were very deep, very healthy, very emotionally and spiritually mature people. And what I learned about them, pretty much across the board, is that they meditated. They attested to meditation, they practiced meditation, and they encouraged me to meditate. And because I really love growth, once I really got how important meditation helps us to grow, I started meditating regularly. And once I started meditating regularly, I saw the change within me. I began to change, radically change, and people around it saw it too. So the first thing that keeps us from meditating is we really need a reason to meditate. As humans, we vacillate between two poles. At one end, there's immediate gratification. I'm tired, it was a long day, and I'm going to have myself a few beers to relax. Or, when I go to Vegas, I always have such a great time. Even though I come back exhausted, it sure feels good when I'm there, so I go. So the first thing that we do is we're looking for something pleasurable. We want to feel good. Meditation can address this because once you start meditating on a regular basis, you will begin to feel good. But meditation takes time to work. You have to stick with it before you begin to feel the really deep effects of it. It will be better than having a few beers or going to Vegas, but it takes a little bit more time. So a second aspect that affects our behavior are goals. As a profession in general, surgeons make more than any other profession out there, but they have to go to college for 4 years and do very well. Then they go to medical school for 4 more years and continue to do really well. And then they go off to do a residency from anywhere from 5 to 7 years, working up to 100 hours a week. So why would they do that? It's because of their goals. They realize in the end, they will be entering a very lucrative profession and have a very secure job. So besides the immediate effects of meditation, we also need a reason, a deep, heartfelt reason as to why we're going to meditate day after day, week after week, year after year. For me, this reason came from learning from others, people who taught me that meditation is truly the number one change agent on the planet. And if you want to grow, if you want to wake up, if you want to have a beautiful life, meditation is the key factor for that. But you have to believe it at the core, because like the surgeons, going through medical school is hard sometimes, and meditation can be hard sometimes. Not in the fact that it's a bad experience, but sometimes we're just tired, or we have other goals that we want to work on, or we're just too busy. So until we reach a point where meditation really, really is something that we're invested in and believe it will radically change our lives for the better, we're probably not going to meditate on a regular basis. There are just too many things out there pulling on our attention, telling us to come do this. No, come do this. This is more important. I can absolutely guarantee you that meditation is the most important thing you can do in your life for creating a beautiful, wonderful, healthy life. But unless you believe this, other things will get in the way, other distractions. So what can help you is to find someone that you really do believe in. Find someone who can really motivate you to meditate. I would love to be that person for you, but I know I can't be all things to all people. Some of us are research-minded, and we want to see the facts. Show me that meditation changes me and increases my overall happiness and health. There are many research studies to support this, so study them, look at them. Go back and listen to the earlier podcast on research and see how beneficial meditation is for you. Or find yourself a meditation teacher. This can often be very helpful. That's why Elizabeth and I hold retreats, so that people can have a real deep experience of meditation. Over the years, I've seen very hardcore professionals, scientists, mental health professionals who radically change their approach to meditation in a positive way after attending a retreat and truly seeing the effects, the life-changing events of meditating intensely. Once we've had a glimpse of what meditation can do for us, we can get pretty motivated to meditate. And that's why retreats are very helpful. Elizabeth and I hold retreats and can hold one near you. To learn more about them, just go to www.holisticretreats.tv. That's holisticretreats.tv. Or perhaps you can find a local group near your home where people meditate and start meditating with others. When we meditate with others, it can help us to be motivated to meditate. It's a lot like exercise. If we go to a group exercise class, we're probably going to be more likely to continue going if there's other people there to do it with. Same way with meditation. If we find others to meditate with, it can help us continue on our path of meditation. So to recap, the two main reasons we don't meditate is, one, at first, it may not give us enough pleasure to keep doing it. Other things pull our attention. The response to that is, it will. Hang in there. It's like exercise. At first, exercise may be like, I prefer not to. But once we start exercising and get used to it, our bodies crave exercise. Similarly, once we start meditating, we will feel the effects of it. They will grow into the highlight of our day instead of something we must do. But the second thing that keeps us from meditating is we don't really believe that it's that good for us. So, if you want to meditate, make sure you're connected with someone, something that drives it deep down inside of you. I need to meditate. Meditation is very good for me because this person, this event, this story has really helped me realize how important meditation is. If you're new to this podcast, continue to listen. This podcast will help reinforce the reasons, the really important reasons to meditate. Once we overcome these two obstacles, meditation will become a central, a key part of our lives. I look forward to spending time meditating with you next week. Until then, peace.
Thanks again for tuning in. If you'd like to share our thoughts on successful living with your company or organization, Dr. Puff and I are available for speaking engagements. Please visit our website at www.theholisticsuccessshow.com for more information. Peace.